Band latest release, Sounds of Violence, came out February 8th in the States. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this release?
Yeah, sure. I lost you for a second. You just dropped out there for a second. Well, there is a concept behind the album, although it's not a concept album. Heavens above, no way. The concept is obviously violence and all related, you know, whether that be, violence against children, and as in Children of God, which is about a American cult, I'm sure you may be aware of, who are still active. They call themselves the Family now, but whether it be suicide bombers, tyranny, suicide, there's a theme through the album. So when you pick the album up, you have the cover staring at you, which is dark and aggressive, and then we put the CD on, and again you get a dark, aggressive album, very aggressive album, which I'm very, very happy with.
Oh no! How do you guys conceptualize everything? Did everybody just wrote down what they wanted to, you know, do? Be
that's pretty much it. Yeah, we were during the sort of the whole planning of the album, we all submitted, you know, ideas. Song titles, and then we sort of again submitted the sort of background information on said song titles and those ideas, and Nyes did all the lyrics as usual. I'm a terrible lyricist myself. I've tried, but unfortunately very few of my words get onto the song sheets. But so then Nyes will set about sort of getting information on these subjects, you know, the best possible way he can, really, the best he can, and create, and then it comes back to me, and I will sort of adjust it, and you know, change words and phrasings, etc. So it all sort of fits real nice, you know. So despite the fact that the album is about violence, it is aggressive. We're not like that ourselves. We're family-orientated guys. But it's just a state of the world now, isn't it? Everywhere you turn, every time you put the news on, there's violence, you know, there's bloodshed. So, you know, it's just telling the story of the 21st century.
And do you guys feel how do you guys feel about the release now that you finished the recording months ago and now you can actually sit down and listen to it?
Oh, yes. That's it. We had the hard copies through only when it's probably a week before it was released in here in the UK. So it's probably the third week of January. We actually had the hard copies in our hands. You know, up to then we had MP3s sent through, and they never sound the same as having the hard copy. And we were absolutely blown away. I mean, we had a vision for how we wanted this album to sound, and that vision was just blown away when Jacob Hansen finished the mix and sent us the mix. You know, usually, I guess most bands would sort of send the mix back and say, hey, this needs doing and this needs doing this, but there was absolutely nothing. It was perfect first time, so yeah, we're very happy with it. And yeah, to have the hard copy and to get it on my system here, and I've got a pretty awesome system, and get it on my system, and the house rocks.
And in terms of the sound, what do you guys wanted to update from the last album you made back in 2007? What things did you guys wanted to tweak in terms of the music?
Well, in terms of the sound of the music.
Both, yeah.
Well, that's it. Killing Peace was our comeback album, and it took us a little time to find our feet once we reformed and once we just rediscovered the path, and we discovered the anger. We got this really sort of 5 songs into writing Killing Peace before we discovered, you know, we realized the real direction we were going to take, and that was when we wrote the title track, Killing Peace. And when we wrote that, we went back then, and sort of revamped everything we'd done before, you know. That's it. I mean, and that album, I suppose, when we went into the studio and recorded that album, we were quite naive. You know, it was a long time since any of us had been in the studio. It's obviously, you know, the last time we were in the studio, they were still using two-inch tapes. So that tells you how long ago that was. The studios these days are fantastic digital, you know, masterpieces. And we had a vision. Jacob delivered this beast for us. We after Killing Peace, we obviously went on, you know, we toured the world, and we all just got better at our craft. I mean, from my point of view personally, my voice got stronger and stronger, you know, after I'd found my footing, if you like. And it was just, yeah, every gig we did there, my voice seemed to get stronger and stronger, and it was awesome. And ultimately, when we got into the writing stages of Sounds of Violence and the sort of demoing of the songs, I had in my mind exactly where I wanted to go, and I actually held back when we were doing the demos because I wanted to surprise everybody else. And to be honest, what I did surprised me. I stick the album on my system, and I'm thinking, holy crap, is that me? This beast. That's it. As singers, we singers, we always seem to sort of summon a beast from the depths of somewhere within our bodies, you know. And you listen to all the singers, you know, the guy from Lamb of God and the guy from Chimera, you know, when they speak, they've got nice, rich voices, and when they sing, this beast is unleashed. And that's from my point of view, yeah. This is so. I think, yeah. Ultimately, Sounds of Violence is the culmination of you know, 3 years hard work on the road, all getting better at what we're doing, you know. And I think me personally, I'm so happy with my voice on this new album.
And how did it feel to come back after so many years and see the scene all completely change, but many of the big bands back in those days coming back too? How did that feel for you guys?
I don't think the scene has changed. I mean, as far as like the genre we're associated with, the thrash genre,
yeah,
you know, all the bands are still there. Your Creators, your Exodus, you know, And the so-called Big Four are claiming, you know, Metallica are claiming to be thrash metal again these days. So they obviously realise this thrash metal thing is, hey, is this thing going to go away? You know, this is back. We're going to say we're thrash metal again. But I mean, it's far more accessible for bands like ourselves today to get onto, you know, onto festival bills with mainstream bands. One bill I constantly mention, and it was an awesome day. We played Bang Your Head Festival in Germany,
mm-hmm.
2 years ago. We were the only thrash band on the bill, and we played with Judas Priest, Saxon, Yngwie Malmsteen. There were a host of other bands, you know, Queensryche. And we were on that bill, you know, as a mainstream festival. You know, back in the 80s, there were very, very few festivals, full stop. And we were just getting invited all over the world to play festivals, and the whole travel aspect of it, you know, is just awesome. I got to stop and pinch myself sometimes and think, where the hell am I today? This is amazing. Oh, I'm in Brazil. Oh yeah, I'm in Japan. You know, it's awesome. You know, but as far as the music, the scene, the bands, the young bands out there are pushing the boundaries of thrash metal, and I feel that as the elder statesman of the thrash scene, Onslaught are certainly holding our own, and maybe, as someone has said to me already this evening, maybe we've laid down the gauntlet now with this album to other bands, and this is the new benchmark. This is what you've got to do now, guys. This is the album, you know. This is the sound is fantastic, and the aggression is fantastic, the metal scene is very healthy, very healthy. Unfortunately, no one's selling any albums, so thanks to the whole downloading scenario, you know, it is very difficult. So hopefully, you know, when we get out on the road, we'll pull them into the venues. And but we say we toured with so many young bands, you know, in the UK. We've got Evar, they've toured with us. We've had Warbringer from California. They come over. They toured with us last year, and you know, long may it continue. There's some great young bands out there flying the flag of thrash.
And do you think that if you guys hadn't stopped for so many years, would you be in the same position now, or you guys would have faded in to the background?
I don't know. It's an interesting question, isn't it? I don't like to think we may have faded into the background, but certainly I think we may have changed for the worse. Hang on a second. Sorry.
Yeah.
Onslaught, back in after In Search of Sanity, Onslaught did start to change direction, and so it was quite, it was really a blessing that the band did split at that time, and the direction they were taking wasn't a pleasant one. The word funk comes into it a little bit. More funk, less thrash. So maybe it was the right time for the Onslaught to call it a day in 1991. And yeah, when we reformed, we had a meeting, obviously, first of all, and we all said, you know, this has got to be, you know, proper metal. No sort of funky subgenres of. This has got to be full-on metal, you know, riffs in your face, screaming vocals, and this aggression. And we all agreed to that. And I think we've made a pretty good comeback thus far.
And setting up the Balor High with Sons of Violence, wouldn't that put pressure on you guys for the next release in a few years to be, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. We shall see. Now, we've already got plans. We're already talking about the next album. It's certainly not going to be 4 years again. We certainly can't afford to, you know, to sit around and wait that long again. We've got to strike again very, very quickly. So we have a plan in place over the next 18 months now to tour and write. And hopefully in 18 months, time we will have a new album on the shelves again. So it'd be interesting to see if we can stick to our plans. And some bands thrive on the road as far as songwriting goes, but we've never been able to sort of sit down and write songs on the road. It's not maybe that will have to change, or we'll certainly try to make that change.
And in touring plans, do you guys have any North America plans, or?
Yes, well, no concrete plans right now. We've got some European shows coming up in April. We're doing an extensive, about 25 dates across Europe in April. But yeah, plans are being made for us to definitely, this year, 2011, Onslaught will be visiting the United States of America, so beware of the British invasion.
And I mean, in terms of you guys being, you know, like the older guys and many bills when you're touring and stuff, and how does that contrast with the mentality of people now versus the mentality of you guys when you started doing this?
Yeah, I suppose we are the elder statesmen of the metal world. You know, obviously we're not quite as old as the sort of the Judas Priests, etc., etc. But yeah, we're within our, I think within our genre, I'm personally probably the oldest guy out there. I think I'm older than the Metallica guys, and I don't know maybe Joey Belladonna is a little bit older, but not much. It's great. We get so much respect from from the young bands, you know, and they always say you guys are such an influence, you know, on our band, you know. But the fact is, we actually split up before these guys were born as well, you know, which is great because they're obviously their parents have exposed them to Onslaught and the sort of other thrash and metal of the 80s. So that's pretty awesome. But yeah, I think we stand up proudly next to the youngsters, and we can certainly still hack it on stage. You know, we don't think and do anything by half on stage. We're still aggressive and fired up on stage, and we can certainly show the youngsters a thing or two.
And how many years do you think you still have it on you to keep delivering convincing?
Well, yeah, so this is it. Oh, Mick Jagger's 67 now, so and he's still doing pretty well. I'm not sure whether my legs make it to that age, but no, who knows? Who knows? We're already making plans for the next album. Let's strike, you know, strike again, strike early. So that's it. If there's still interest in the band, we're all healthy enough to be able to continue it. We'll pursue it for as long as we can.
And what do you think that you guys, besides, you know, having a reputation, what do you think that you need to keep doing in order to stay on top of your game and on top of, you know, in a respectable position in the scene?
Well, I think just make every album better than the last one, you know. As you say, maybe the next album, it may be a struggle to better Stands of Violence. But we're hopeful that we'll deliver another slab of ferocious metal. But I think just keep it fresh, you know. It's when we get out on the road gigging, you know, it's great to see all the young faces in the audience. When we reformed, we were obviously getting a lot of the older faces, you know, fans from back in the 80s. But that over the last couple of years, it's been changing quite dramatically, you know. And we play some shows with Testament. A couple of years ago now, about a year and a half ago, and it was amazing to walk out of these venues, and usually you'd see some faces in the first few rows, people that you knew. But this time on the Testament tour, there was no one there we knew, and these kids were like, and they were kids. It was like, you know, 15 to 19 year olds, which is awesome, you know. And that's and if they are gonna be interested in the band and keep us going, that's what keeps us going, the fans.
And what do you think it's from the more modern combinations of genres and bands that have been coming out, what do you think is the worst excuse for a band to be called themselves metal?
I hate genres, all this genre thing. The worst excuse for a band calling themselves metal?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, my tastes are so diverse anyway. I mean, I probably wouldn't think ill of a band who were saying that we're playing black metal and they weren't. But I was, I'd be interested if they were sort of twisting their genre a little. You know, a band like Enslaved, you know, who were traditionally like a black metal band, and now sort of twisted themselves into becoming a sort of a progressive black metal band, prog rock. I love prog rock, and I don't think anyone. There's no one out there. But back in the 80s, there were some pretty awful bands. And I don't think there are many awful bands around these days. I remember I heard it may have been their first album actually. A band called Living Death. I think they were from Switzerland or Germany, and this first album was absolutely terrible. And I do apologize if anyone from Living Death just happens to be listening to this show, but they were appalling. And yet they went on and they improved, and, you know, bands have got to start somewhere, and some bands maybe, you know, are a bit too ambitious and sort of push an album out, you know, without actually... If you look at Destruction, the first Destruction EP, the one with Bestial Invasion on, That was terrible.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Exactly, and that's it. But they were given the opportunity to do it. And the their next release was, you know, was 100 times 100% better. You know, it was so people have got to learn. People learn to play their instruments. Some may say the first Onslaught album, you know, was a terrible piece of metal, and it was muddy. It was, you know, listening back at it now, it was very muddy. It was some places were a bit ooh, but yeah, people say it's a classic, so you can't argue with that.
Exactly.
I think any band and any, you know, young musicians, you've got to pursue it. You know, if you think it's good, release it, play, get some gigs, and you know, let others be the judge, let others sort of guide you, and they will improve. So.
Yep. And are there like any bands that you're particularly impressed with what they're doing also through the stage?
Well, I mean, I love. I'm a big fan, and I always go back. And right now, I've gone back to my sort of the classic rock days, you know, and my Deep Purples and Zeppelins, and any bands which sort of grasps that genre and sort of twists it. As I said, you know, Enslaved have done an awesome job on their new album, and I absolutely love Opeth. They are probably my favourite band right now. Their last album, Watershed, is an absolute masterpiece, and I just love the way they started as a death metal band with prog influences, and now they're a prog band with death influences. You know, it's just awesome. Scroof's fantastic songwriter. The man's a genius, and there's so much good music out there. You know, I'm always trying to find my new favorite band. You know. And long may it continue. I'll keep trawling the world for genres, any genre of metal. You know, I love it all. You know, I enjoy listening to Priest and Saxon and Zeppelin and Floyd and Opeth and Hawkwind. You know, it's just music is a wonderful thing. I'm actually stood here, and I don't know if you're aware of a band called Zero Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've a few years ago now, I just picked the CD up. I've been sorting my CDs out this last couple of weeks. I just picked their CD up, their first album. That's it. I discovered that just surfing online. You know, I think I found their MySpace site or something, and I tracked the record down, and I got it on import from America on Century Records. Mm-hmm. And that's another incredible album. Incredible album, and it's just that, you know, you keep looking, and you'll find.
Oh yeah, you keep being impressed every week when we get submissions.
Yeah,
we get some
right.
Stuff that's like amazing, and some other stuff that we have a big pile of. Why was this band thinking?
a big pile to get the charity shop. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, are there like, just to kind of wrap things up, are there like any closing remarks that you want to tell the people in North America that just got the album and are hoping to see you guys live over here?
Yeah, well, thanks for buying the album. Hopefully you've all bought the album and not downloaded it illegally. The problem is, you see, with downloads, you know, people always immediately assume if the band are going to be, you know, really pissed off about it, that's... and the band are going to lose money, but yeah, it is true. But ultimately, you know, it's the record companies who are going to suffer. They're the ones who make the most money from an album sale. You know, the band actually make very, very little from an album sale. Record company need that money for investment. You know, for the next artist, you know, which comes along, they can invest. You know, their 10,000 euros in the next band. You know, so ultimately, yeah. To keep the music business alive, you've got to be buying the albums, guys and gals. But on a very positive note, people of North America, we will be visiting your shores this year, for sure. I guarantee it. So beware, the British are coming. The British thrash metal legends that are Onslaught, apparently. And let's have fun. Let's drink some beer and have a good party.